Yeah, but anyway, right now we've got, do you remember him? The Soho blogger. He's so inappropriate, we actually had to sack him off the Newspaper Review. It was quite, it was, you'll remember, you actually joined in this decision. It was a difficult one to make, but we decided that the Soho blogger may not be the most appropriate man to talk about, what was it, Stephen, we decided in the end? The Metropolitan Police? Well, it was Steve. Of course, Stephen makes all the big decisions. But we felt that this meant he had more creative talent, and therefore we wanted to invite him in to be freer, freer. And he didn't feel free without his friend David Benson, award-winning comedian. So I now have not only the Soho blogger, but his friend David Benson, free, unshackled or shackled by the Newspaper Review. They're just going to... It's like doing going into a swimming pool and being told you can swim breaststroke, butterfly or crawl. You can swim any which way you want, just don't drown. So tonight, boys, the only message I've got is don't drown. And if I have to wear water wings... That means if you metaphorically get me into some sort of trouble, you will never come here again. OK? David Benson and Clayton. Someone professional, you talked into a microphone there. It is the Soho blogger, Clayton Littlewood, and his friend David Benson.
How do you do, Tessa? I thought you'd never get to us.
Hello, Tessa.
What? I was just
rabbit. Listen, we've only got 25 minutes on your slot this week, dear. Usually we have an hour.
Yes, I know.
But we've been cut.
You have been cut, but if there'd been a terror attack, would you have had a comment on it, David Benson?
I certainly would.
But yes, you probably would, and that's what worried me.
I would have plenty to say. Oh, you'd have been shut down again.
And what happened to us last month? Yes, we were thrown off. Pulled off the air last time, weren't we?
We've been so humiliated in all me puff.
David, I did say don't say those words, and you said them.
What words?
You know, we can't say them.
By the way, these two, if you've only just joined us, like Rita was a new listener to tonight, please don't frighten her off. Please don't frighten her away. If you are new like Rita, these two, one of them sits in his dirty white boy shop, typing away on his typewriter.
On Old Compton Street.
On Old Compton Street.
The corner of Dean Street.
Thinking obscene thoughts and turning them into obscene sentences, which they then come and perform on the radio. But there are certain things known as watersheds, and...
At this time of night, we must be past the last watershed.
Yeah, but still some words that are totally embargoed on radio.
Really?
We're far classier than telly. We don't do that smutty little Gordon Ramsay nonsense in this place.
I know. All this bleep, you can't even bleep because it's live.
We don't say the F word. We don't say the C word. We don't say the other C word.
We're not going to say any of C words tonight.
We don't really say B words.
We're going to say an S word, but it's a nice S word.
I don't know any nice S words.
I said the word earlier on. You said, oh, that's okay.
I can't remember what word
it's
that
was. It's a nice S word. You'll love it.
Okay. By the way, if you'd like to text us in naughty words that are allowed on the radio, we'll read them out. So, naughty texts. But the challenge here is they've got to be broadcastable, okay? So, all naughty texts on 07786200949.
And you, Clayton, make a note of all these words, because then we'll know what we can use.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to ask for naughty texts in a naughty voice. Please, could you send us your naughty texts on 07786200.
But that's the same as your ordinary voice. What are you talking about?
You've ruined it now. Cut me off at the end.
Oh, sorry, were you doing a little link?
Yes. 020-7224-2000. Naughty text. Now,
yeah,
boys.
They can make a little edit there and paste those two together, can't
it's
they?
Live.
Yes.
Yes, David Benson, it's live. BBC London.
Okay.
By the way, before we go any further, Clayton, people are going to be allowed to call in and guess your age.
Oh, great.
Because Clayton is an unusual name.
It is, yeah. I look very young. There's a hint.
He doesn't.
Like a St. Trinian.
He's relatively ageless to look at, but he is a gay man. He may use Botox. I don't know.
Botox, not Botox. You made it sound like bottom.
Immediately lowering the tone. Immediately. 020-7224-2000.
Have you had Botox, Tessa?
No, why?
Well, you've got that fringe. It's quite...
It's hiding something.
You have got a very remarkably smooth forehead.
You have.
I've got... I know what you said about my last time. You were going on and on about the tractor that rolled over my... These great creases I have in my forehead. You were very cruel to me last time,
was
Tessa.
I?
Yes,
you
no
were.
Cruelty this
you
time,
were. I was
Tessa.
Ill, listeners.
Okay.
I was ill on the air.
You're called David, which is a bit like Justin. It's a non-name.
It's quite common.
When I was at school, I remember in my class, there were five Davids in my class. So whenever somebody said, David, you turned around, it was somebody else that they wanted. And I've always hated them, and I wish I had an original name.
Like Clayton.
Rodolfo.
Now, when I was at school and anyone said Clayton Littlewood, There was only me who turned round, funny enough.
I don't know any other Claytons, do you?
No Claytons.
Are there any famous Claytons?
Clayton Farlow from Dallas.
You've ruined it now. Right. Somebody would have called in with
this. Oh, right, okay, yes.
That was going to be one of your questions.
Yes.
Okay. Any other famous Claytons on 020-722-42000? Naughty Tex.
And guess our age as well.
Yeah. No, just yours, not mine.
Not David. No, David's far too common.
It was my birthday on the show last time, do you remember?
Yeah.
And how cruel you were to
I'm
me.
Sorry.
You are relentless in your...
You've got to make up for it, this show.
Clearly.
Oh, yes.
I was cruel, obviously. Has everyone got that? I was cruel to
really
David.
Were.
By the way, I ought to quickly point out, ladies and gentlemen, that Clayton writes these scripts and David comes in as his actor.
Can I plug something quickly?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Can.
Are you allowed to plug?
Yes, that's what you're here for.
Okay. Well, I'm doing my first... These stories come out of a book that's going to be out at the end of the year called... Dirty White Boy, A Soho Diary. And I'm doing my first book reading with David doing the voices. It's a huge literary event.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be there.
Tease them. Now, hold that.
Yes.
He's going to tell you in a few minutes where. Do you
yes.
know what I mean? Because people need to go and get a pen now.
Oh, okay. Yes.
No point telling them now.
Rush and get a
rushing
pen.
Around their houses
yeah,
getting
rushing
pens.
Okay,
pens.
Yes, yes. You go and get a pen and a post-it.
Yeah.
And then shove it
not
on the fridge.
Not now, dirty old tart.
We are going to perform it, and I think you should have a little royalty, Tessa, because we've been experimenting on your show and trying out new things. And, you had a lot to do. Maybe you should be there too.
Oh, thanks.
Will you come along?
You could be our stooge.
Stephen, will you come along?
Look, we're on the radio. Do you think this is terribly interesting? Ooh, let's have a love-in. Come along to our party. In fact, listeners, come along. We're going to tell you where to come to very shortly.
Okay.
We need naughty text. Guess Clayton's age. And by the way, no, he's not younger than me. It's a silly name, actually.
He's not younger.
It's Clay, for short. Clay.
Were you confused as a child?
No, actually, my mum and dad called me Paul Clayton. Their logic was if you didn't like the name Clayton, you could be called Paul again. You wouldn't have to change it by Deepon and spend the money.
But why not just give you one decent name? Why give you a sort of quasi-decent name?
And what's Tessa then?
I was named after my dad's favourite bitch, and he was very fond of dogs.
You can't say bitch, can you?
It can as a female dog, you can.
Oh. Well, there you are.
Can't you, Stephen?
You had a good role model, obviously.
Okay, let's have the first story. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
For those of you who have just joined us, yes, I know, please excuse me. It's okay, it becomes normal again at midnight. We have newspaper reviewers and American
normal.
Journalists. Yeah,
normal,
this
is
the
now?
Abnormal glitch in the show.
Oh! She's got the knives out again.
This is the edge
back
of the show.
Back in the drawer, Miss Sheffield.
Okay, so sit back for the glitch. And Clayton's written it. David is helping him perform it. It is the first story tonight from the Soho blogger and his colleague.
A single macchiato to take away, please.
Okay, anything to eat?
No, not...
Oh, do hurry, ducky. Let's not take forever, shall we?
Hi, I know you. You came into the shop a couple of weeks ago. You're...
Leslie. I don't want any of this Les business. I can't abide all that name shortening.
Nice to meet you, Leslie. I'm Clayton from Dirty White Boy across the road.
Is that coffee?
Yes, it is.
Boner, I'll join you. Coffee and a fag outside. We'll rest the lallies and watch the rent go by.
Rent?
Oh, don't play the innocent with media. You've been round the block almost as long as I have. Don't tell me you haven't seen them.
Oh, you mean the...
Yes, the third world is, dear. The hookers, straight off the boat and straight on the game. Oh, it's shocking it is. The glossies are full of them, showing their bits to the world. That's where we got cut off last time. Thank God I left all that buggery business behind.
Oh, we're not allowed to say that, are we?
No.
Stephen? Apologise on air, Stephen. You're the producer. Get some control. Apologise on air.
Okay.
David, for the B word.
I'm very, very sorry.
Thank
I didn't realise.
You may continue. Management in the house tonight.
That's what caused the piles, you know. A black coffee, and don't be overgenerous with the granules. I want to pick me up, not to keep me up. And get some chairs, will you, ducky? Oh, that's better. Oh, look, there's one now.
What?
Brent!
How do you know he's,
Oh, Varda the Eek, dear. Don't tell me you haven't seen her. She's been trolling around here for years, she has, fiddling with the basket.
I don't think I've noticed.
Well, you want to pay a bit more attention then, don't you? Wandering through life with blinkers on.
So, Leslie, where is it you live, exactly?
And what's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Nothing, I just...
Bloomsbury, if you must know. Got me own flat, all paid for. And, no, I'm not on the national handbag.
I live off my own pension, dear. Oh, yes. I've always been very self-sufficient in that department.
Leslie, I write about Soho. Would you mind if I went across the road and got my notebook so I could take a few notes?
What for?
Media Hall.
What for, Media
Hall?
Well,
I could write a blog about you.
A blog? You want to interrogate me and then put me in a blog?
Yes, I was thinking.
Well, think again. I'm divulging nothing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Well, you just did. This blog. Will my name be in this blog?
Yes, unless, of course, you...
What is it exactly you write about? Because if it's all about... bumming, I'm not interested.
No, it won't be about...
I do have a reputation to keep up, you know. I'm a member of the Bloomsbury Association.
I promise it's nothing new.
And I make donations to the Royal Opera House, so... don't want anything soiling the name, dear. You hear me?
Honestly, Leslie, it's nothing that would compromise your reputation, honestly.
What is this blog, anyway? One of these sex sites, is it?
No, it's nothing like that. It's more like a diary.
A diary? Oh, she wants to put me in her diary now, does she? And who's going to be reading this diary?
Well, anybody who wants to, really. Yes.
Anyone? You write a diary for the whole world to see. And who do you think you are? I'm Bleeding Frank.
Leslie, I just want to ask you a few questions about Soho. You know, the history, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who'll be interested in reading about it.
Oh, you do, do you? And who might they be?
My MySpace friends.
Lonely.
Jack, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Space. Friends.
Lonely.
Yes, they are another planet, are they? Oh, go on then, get your notebook if you must, but I'm warning you, nothing on...
The bum thing, of
yes.
course not, no. So I jump out of my seat, rush across the road into the shop, grab my little notebook out of my desk drawer, and run back to the coffee shop.
Sorry, dear. Another day, perhaps. I do have stories to tell, but, you know, it's time for me to lie down. Bye, Ducky. Bye! Oh. Well done on the
Thank
music
you.
There. Stephen was conducting the orchestra beautifully.
Oh, you timed that to perfection.
Stephen was on tambourine. Leslie is currently twitching in his sleep and his ears are burning. David
so.
Benson.
He's got his own theme now.
Yeah.
That's Duke Ellington in his orchestra, that was.
Thank you
so
very
you
much.
Something there.
We're now going to go to line one, because obviously I'm going to say you're great because you're in the room and you might kick me if I didn't. You know, and I'm fake. I work in the media. Obviously, I don't tell the truth. But Sultani from Luton has no incentive to lie. Hello.
Sultana.
Sultani.
Hello?
Sultana. Sultani.
On line one.
Oh,
no, she's gone.
Oh, she
bye, Sultani.
Can I just say, last time I was on, and Dina, if you're listening, your father's pickles. Do you remember this, Tessa? I went to the steam bath the following day, and there was a big jar of pickled cucumbers that Andina, who rang in last time, because her father, Mickey the Pickle, goes to the same Canning Town steam Turkish bath where I go. And there were these pickles.
Good.
They were amazing. I could live on them. Really hot. Good Jewish pickles.
You got some hands on your pickles this weekend as well, did you? You were telling me earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about. We love the pickles. I like the Polish ones.
Yes.
No, you can get them in the delicatessens, you know.
Yes, I do.
The Polish
fresh
pack.
And wild. We've discovered what fresh and wild is tonight.
Yes.
I'm sure they do organic.
There's one down Brewer Street in Soho.
They're very expensive.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Very good
are.
For you. Very good for the digestion.
You can't afford Brewer Street fresh and wild, can you?
I can now and again, every now and again, when I need to have a good clear out.
Now you've got a book coming out, Mr. Soho Blogger.
Oh, can I go back to the plug? Have you got the post-its ready?
Yeah, wait. I'm going to read out a couple of emails.
Okay.
One's on swearing. I have an email that's just come in my inbox and it says swearing.
Oh.
Because of lowering the tone. Okay. Dearest Tessa, I'm surprised that your two guests have been allowed back.
Oh, damn.
But they will be just fine as long as you steer the conversation clear of farmyard animals. And on the subject of naughtiness, did you hear about the woman who went into a pub and asked the barman for a double entendre, so he gave her one?
Yes, I have heard that.
I've heard that one many a time, yeah.
I haven't. Oh, I don't live your grubby little lives.
Oh, farmyard animals.
I didn't make you laugh very much, though, did it?
How very dare you.
Good evening, posh totty Tessa. This is for me, this email.
Oh,
for
posh
you
it's from your husband.
I overheard... Oh, yes, this is before your time, actually, but I was talking about politicians and food.
Oh, yeah.
Politicians and what food type they would be.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Like Charles Kennedy, sherry trifle.
Okay.
Min Campbell, Stilton cheese. I overheard you talking... I must say your fellow countryman Gordon Brown is linked to hotchpotch. Too bland and all mixed up, but I don't actually know what hotchpotch is.
It's like a
you're
broth,
Scottish,
isn't it?
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, you've lost your accent, haven't you?
Mm. Why, so what is hotchpotch?
Hot? Well, I've never heard
it's
of
like
it.
A broth, isn't it?
I expect it's got oats in it.
Yeah. Nice big fat pudding.
Horrible, dear. Horrible.
Okay, so there we are. Any politicians and food types? Oh, John Prescott, I've already put with the pork pie or the sausage roll.
Yes.
Neil Kinnock, leeks.
No, it's not bad. Okay, we're going to go to Sultani now because she's recovered. She's taken some smelling salts and she's decided to return to the telephone.
Peter Mandelson, Savloy.
Hello, Sultani.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, thanks for joining us. What did you think of the Soho blogger and David?
I don't know about them, but I want to ask myself.
Yeah, hang on, just a minute.
Come
what
on.
What do you think? Don't know about us? Of course you do.
Give
come
us
on.
You tell me about myself first.
Ah, he wants to guess his age from the name Sultani. Hang on a minute, David, you must understand everybody first and foremost is an ego.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay? You are, so you should know that rule for everyone.
Yeah.
Of course, Sultani.
Very fragile.
First of all, we tell Sultani his age and we make him feel loved and then he'll make you feel loved, won't you, Sultani? Say yes.
Don't take a vote on it. Listen, well, let's guess his age, yeah?
Where are you from, Sultani? Where's the name from?
That's the name from... Yes, Arabic name.
Because it's... I don't know so much about Arabic names.
No, but...
I think
it's a difficult name to guess. For me, it's a difficult name to guess.
What are we guessing? His age?
His age.
Oh.
His age from his name and his voice.
Time to guess from your voice.
I think you're about 19 and you were born in June, and I would say about on the 13th, but I'm veering on the 12th.
Do you fancy him?
No.
I
can't see him.
I don't do the Asian market.
Disembodied voice.
What does that mean?
No, I just have my type.
What is your type?
Big, muscly, dripping in.
Not sure this is appropriate. I'm going back to Sultani. I can trust him more. Sultani, I think that you are 47. And from your voice, because it's slightly husky, and I think you're attractive, and I think you're probably a cab driver.
I'm the cab driver. Yeah. You know, from your system, I'm the cab driver. I told you, operator, but...
How old are you?
Tell you the third name. He's going to tell you, he's going to guess.
Right, David, you've got to guess now.
David,
how old he is?
Yeah. He likes attention, this one,
37.
Doesn't he?
37. 37. Yes,
sorry?
Or no?
Is there a prize for the winner?
37.
37.
37, no. Oh. That's all of the wrong.
Okay, can you put us out of our misery? Because it's live radio and I feel this has gone on for quite a while.
London is a gong.
And we've got another 100 years to go.
My age is 23.
23?
I was going to say 23.
Yes. Nobody's 23 anymore. What are you talking about?
23 and untouched.
Sultani, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Okay,
I'm
carefully.
Okay, bye, Sultana.
Hope you get some good rides tonight.
By the way, I need a caller now just to ring in and flatter these two because they are egos. No, we're going to do another story.
Yes.
But performers are egos. They're very fragile egos.
Yes.
And Sultani failed there.
He did.
He just wanted to know about Sultani, which I understand. Mm. We know where he's coming from. Yes. So we need a selfless individual to ring in.
Because he just took most of our airtime there.
Yeah, he did.
A huge chunk.
Have you got a second story?
We do. So a couple of very interesting.
I'm
going to
have a musical interlude while I. And there's some calls coming in on their love for you. Musical interlude because I want to check the script.
We got time for them.
Yeah.
No, we got time for love calls.
Yeah, I'm sure you have time for love calls, but I want to also check your script.
Oh, there's nothing rude in this.
Oh, you
one.
Said that last time.
No, honestly.
Are you sure?
Please listen to the lyrics.
Look.
020-722-4200.
doggo.
Please, please remember your P's and Q's when you come on the radio. That was James Brown. It's BBC London 94.9 FM. I have the lovely Clayton Littlewood, controversial Clayton Littlewood, the Soho blogger, who keeps everyone on their toes online, and so too David Benson. Sadly, we don't have enough time tonight for another one of your exquisite theatrical numbers. However, I'm sure there will be another time, and we're going to find out about your live readings in just a minute. We've got a fan here on line one. Philip, hello.
Hi, I wouldn't say I was a fan. I've never heard of him before. I just tuned in by accident.
Oh, well, now you're crushed, aren't you, boys?
I normally listen to the Robert Elms show.
Uh-huh.
And I put you on because everything else is boring. Radio 3, Radio 4.
Don't mention the rivals. Just.
Well, you are part of the BBC.
Yes. But, you know, nothing like rivalry within your own camp.
Yeah, but I found it quite amusing. It reminded me of Kenneth Williams and... what was it? Hello, Julian.
Julian Assange.
Yeah.
It's a hard
it reminded me very much of that. And
couldn't get away with that on the radio nowadays.
The only thing is, I thought there wasn't enough swearing in it.
Oh, well, that's opposite to what we've been told.
Well, I know, but what is it with people? I mean, you tune in to any radio programme, any TV programme, most radio programmes from 9 o'clock, and it's chock-a-block with swearing. It uses one tiny word, which I think was...
No, don't say it, Philip, or I will come down the radio and do something I regret.
Seriously?
Philip? I know, but the thing is, radio is...
You weren't deaf and blinding, you were, didn't you?
I know, but what I really want to say is I do believe that the world, there's too much swearing now. I hate the Jamie Oliver syndrome.
I agree with that. No, I would totally agree with that. No, don't get me wrong.
So what's the harm in keeping one medium a bit cleaner? Where's the harm in it? And remember, kids can take their little transistors to bed with them. People could be listening to us under their duvet age 10. What do you mean, not at this time of night?
Well, if any child was listening to you at this time of night, they've got deeply irresponsible parents. I'm a single parent. I have an 8-year-old child. He goes to bed, and he's asleep, and he doesn't have radio, media, computers or anything. He goes to bed. You know, we have a bedtime book, and he goes to bed.
So, Philip, you think that the quality of the last half hour would have been enhanced if these two were allowed to wax lyrical with any fruity words they wanted to?
No, not any, and not frequently, but I don't understand why people are objecting to one very, very mild word, is what I'm saying.
I just think sometimes... we've talked tonight about morphing into our parents, and I think I do sometimes sound like my mum and dad, but I can't watch Gordon Ramsay because he just swears all the time, and I think he's got a limited vocabulary.
Yeah, but there's a difference between the F word and the C word and then just mild words that's everyday language. Yeah. I mean, there comes a point where you have to censor everything you say because you think, well, is that going to be offensive?
But do you not think, Clayton, there's a slippery slope thing going on?
No, I mean, there's definite words that you wouldn't say on air. F word, C word, S word. And then there's a lot of other words that people... You know, if you're going to relate to your audience, you've got to be able to talk to them in their language. You can't just censor everything you send. Of course, there's some words you can't use, but you can't be... I mean, this isn't the 1950s, is it?
OK, well, it's an interesting debate.
I'm old enough to remember when bloody was considered...
You're not even allowed that in my books. I'm sorry to sound like my mother. It is actually, I think, allowed by Ofcom, but I don't like it. But, Philip, it's interesting to talk to you, and wouldn't mind continuing.
Can I just say one thing? It's interesting, though, the BBC allow, is it Chris Moyles to say, call people...
No, I don't want... I'm stopping this conversation now. It's been very good having you two in. Would you like to tell us where you're doing your live reading?
Yes, we're doing a live reading. It's called Between the Covers. It's a huge literary event. It's been held at Freedom on Wardour Street on the 26th of February. And I've been lucky enough to be asked to come on and read with David. So we're reading from my book, which is Dirty White Boy's Soho Diary, which will be out at the end of the year.
Okay, thank you very much. And the blog, by the way, is always online, unedited, untampered with, and you can catch them both live doing their thing. Thank you very much indeed. That's David Benson and Clayton Littlewood. We never discovered how old you were, Clayton, with a name like that.
No, we didn't. 24.
I've aged 100 years.
Yeah, David's aged 100 years, and Clayton remains an enigma. It's BBC London.
Tessa Dunlop on BBC London 94.9.